Log Talk Radio.
If I were the Prince of Darkness, I'd want to engulf the whole world in darkness, and I'd have a third of its real estate and four-fifths of its population, but I wouldn't be happy until I had seized the ripest apple on the tree, thee. So I'd set about however necessary to take over the United States. I'd subvert the churches first. I'd begin with a campaign of whispers. With the wisdom of a serpent, I would whisper to you as I whispered to Eve. Do as you please. To the young, I would whisper that the Bible is a myth. I would convince them that man created God instead of the other way around. I would confide that what's bad is good and what's good is square. And the old I would teach to pray after me, our Father, which art in Washington. And then I'd get organized. I'd educate authors in how to make lurid literature exciting so that anything else would appear dull and uninteresting. I'd threaten TV with dirtier movies and vice versa. I'd peddle narcotics to whom I could. I'd sell alcohol to ladies and gentlemen of distinction. I'd tranquilize the rest with pills. If I were the devil, I'd soon have families at war with themselves, churches at war with themselves, and nations at war with themselves until each in its turn was consumed. And with promises of higher ratings, I'd have mesmerizing media fanning the flames. If I were the devil, I would encourage schools to refine young intellects, but neglect to discipline emotions. Just let those run wild. Until before you knew it, you'd have to have drug-sniffing dogs and metal detectors at every schoolhouse door. Within a decade, I'd have prisons overflowing. I'd have judges promoting pornography. Soon I could evict God from the courthouse, then from the schoolhouse, and then from the houses of Congress. And in his own churches, I would substitute psychology for religion and deify science. I would lure priests and pastors into misusing boys and girls and church money. If I were the devil, I'd make the symbol of Easter an egg and the symbol of Christmas a bottle. If I were the devil, I'd take from those who have and give to those who wanted until I had killed the incentive of the ambitious. And what'll you bet? I couldn't get whole states to promote gambling as the way to get rich. I would caution against extremes in hard work, in patriotism, in moral conduct. I would convince the young that marriage is old-fashioned, that swinging is more fun, that what you see on TV is the way to be. And thus I could undress you in public, and I could lure you into bed with diseases for which there is no cure. In other words, if I were the devil, I'd just keep right on doing what he's doing. Paul Harvey.
And that was Paul Harvey in 1965. Look around you today. Look, really, we have been asked for the past decade, not to think of ourselves as an American, but to think of ourselves as part of a global economy. And as we thought of that global economy, it did. The jobs that we, our fathers had, that they would contact the union when we were older, get us a job there, and get us moving in. Well, they're doing that in some other country now. There was a quip put up on Facebook not long ago. It says, back in the older days, cars were made in Detroit. You couldn't drink the water in Hawaii, in Mexico. Now, they make the cars in Mexico, and you can't drink the water in Detroit. It's like there was a plan. Whether it was the devil's plan or a man's plan, it's not important. The plan works. It is working. Look about at you just right now. We've got the Republican convention kicking off in Cleveland, Ohio. They just emptied the building because they found a car full, not explosives, not weapons, black vest. We've got couple thousand motorcycles and riders went to Cleveland just to make sure that nobody interrupted that event. And we have thousands of people that went to Cleveland just so they could interrupt it. this is America. This is not what George and Ben and John had in mind, but this is what it's become. And we look at it each night, we shake our head. We want to know, what can we do next? What can we do? Get back to where I was a year ago, next month. And that is, we need to put together our network, neighborhood protection teams. We don't need militias loading up in cars and riding thousands of miles across this country to do something. We need militias to pick up their part of the pie. A militia is a state organization. It's broke down into county organizations. Those county organizations are broke down into community organizations, and they're broken down into neighborhood organizations. And that's where you and I are fit in. Someone asked the other day, says, well, that's easy enough for you to say, but in reality, more people are aware of what's going on in this nation than have ever been aware in our lives. In the 20s, when we had bankers and investors taking a sip out of the old bottle, opening the big window, and stepping out into space, that night, we had others right across the street going to a club, partying and dancing with their last dollar. Today, we have people that are looking for someone else to do something. How do they do it? They turn on the TV set. They find one of those true action shows. American Ninja was on last night, watching their heroes, Dancing with the Stars, singers, all these different things. This is what they look forward to possibly bring themselves out of the hole that they're in. In years gone by, you could buy a car for a couple thousand, drive it for 30 years, or as the old song says, we rode it till the wheels fell off. And that's the way things were. Today, we got to have a new one every 2 years. If we don't, we're just not there. And as such, the average person does not have a trade. He works in a place where he does A and B. And when they don't need A or B done, him or his cohort are handed an envelope, slapped on the back, and said, maybe someday we'll open that B up again and we'll give you a call. And out the door people go. This is today. The nation that we swore an oath, you and I, to defend the Constitution for the United States of America against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Well, we got them both right here on American soil. We've got little white vans with the word UN on them in combat vehicles, not the little white SUVs and the trucks and the pickups riding around. As somebody runs around to check to make sure that we're doing things the way they like it, we're talking about combat-type vehicles, MRAPs, which were designed for Iraq so that people couldn't set off hand grenades on the side of the road and kill soldiers inside a vehicle protected by a skin of plastic on the side. So it's time to get down, get directive, get going. Don't worry about what's going on in Cleveland. You're not involved. You don't vote for the President of the United States. That's done by the Continental Congress, or what's called the Electoral College. That's delegates from your state. Ride up to this meeting and cast their vote based upon how many people vote in the state. We think, we're not sure. They might just vote the way they want to. We'll never know. We don't pick the people that run, and we don't get, and all we get is they give us two choices. And we put an X in one of the boxes, and somebody goes up there and sits in Washington, D.C. and makes decisions that we didn't set them there for. So let's worry about where we do have something. Our neighborhoods. We started talking about these neighborhood protection teams. I'm sorry to have to use the word neighborhood protection team. Mr. Rhodes, when he first made his speech, he called them community protection teams, CPTs. And since has reminded many people in the patriotic movement that, hey, that is a copyrighted word. So I call mine neighborhood protection teams. It's the same thing. But the important part of that is called the sleeping giant. The sleeping giant is what they're really afraid of. They are scared of the sleeping giant. The sleeping giant is the millions of men and women who have given up their lives, went in the military because there is no draft, and hasn't been since Vietnam, and learned to be a soldier so that they could fulfill that oath to defend the nation. They come back, they go into industry or go someplace. Those people scare the politicians. One, they can't control him. He's working for somebody else. That individual doesn't have a monthly check coming from the government that can be, held up, cut off, and, you need to refill these paperwork, or like their Social Security, which they call a benefit, which is actually a result of an investment over a period of years. So they can't control the sleeping giant. So they demonize him. They done the 2010 NDAA. They added prior military and LEOs as possible terrorists. And they gave the military the right to arrest them without a warrant. If they thought that they were terrorists. How does this work? It works for the people. Because each one of those men and women that done that their term and returned to the civilian life, they didn't forget that stuff. It's still there. It's right behind the ear in the back part of their mind. That means that they can pick up a weapon and engage an enemy, foreign or domestic. And by golly, we got a bunch of them. And the government in Washington is importing more for us every week. Now, that sleeping giant has skills your team needs. So you look through your neighborhood and talk to the people. You got Ed down there. He wears that little bald cap with his purple heart on the side of it. What did he do? He was an infantryman. You need one. You need a bunch of them. And who was Mary over there? She drove tanks. She knows how to move equipment. She knows how to shoot a rifle. You got Bill up the way. He walks with a limp. He's got a cane. He was out there in Vietnam where he learned to walk with that cane. He knows the skills. He knows what the enemy looks like. More importantly, all of these individuals know how to return fire. You can go to the rifle range 16 hours a day, and that's not going to prepare you for being able to take a good sight picture while small 95 green rounds are passing right over your head. That's what the sleeping giant does for you. He knows how to put a quick bandage on. He knows how to make a splint out of newspapers and 550 cord. And if you go down to his house, you'll probably find he's got a pretty good store of the tools of his X-trade. But I can tell you from experience, none of these sleeping giants look forward to battle. They've done that, been there. None of these Leos want to be in a position of shooting somebody. But what's happening today is they're forcing that. So now's the time for you. They may just need one person to ask them. Reach down. Look at your soul. If you think that you'd like to start, start. Walk up to one of them and says, look, we got some bad stuff coming. We probably ought to get this neighborhood unless you're planning on leaving town. And he said, no, I'll wait and see what y'all are going to do. And you get the book out. You start doing a neighborhood book. All a map of the houses. If you go back and look way back in the blog talk or these games, you can download the first classes. I told you how to use Google Earth to make maps that were exact. You draw those maps up. You go identify everybody there. It's not, we may all be something different. We may be agents. We may work for the federal government, the state government, the local government. We may work for drug dealers. We may work whoever we work for. When mama's in danger, we work together. Look for your neighborhood and put these people together. Create the teams. If you just ask them, they'll get started. Until then, all of a sudden, one of these guys that are quiet, you'll find out he was a special forces commander, or he could be a ranger, engineer, and have all the things that you don't have because maybe you just weren't lucky enough to get to go serve. So you went down to serve, and they said, I'm sorry, we are full. Well, and you're the wrong size, shape, ethnicity, or angle. Come back in 6 months to a year, by that time you were in college. So there's none in believing that just because you didn't serve, you can't do something. You found this guy with experience. He says, look, you're more experienced than this, and I'll help you. What do you need done? Hand the book to him and get behind him. This is where we're to today. We're down right now to the point where something's fixing to happen. Today, they put in a temporary flight restriction over Alaska to stop planes. You've got the guy down in Baton Rouge. They aren't mentioning the fact of his religious background or his political affiliations. They're only mentioning the fact that he's a soldier. The second guy in Baton Rouge, they're mentioning the fact that he was a Marine, not mentioning the fact that he's affiliated with groups that support that type of violence. This is the first shots of our war. None of us wanted it. I didn't want it. I'd done my time in Nam. I'd done my time in Desert Storm. I'd just as soon sit here with a cold beer, my feet propped up, thinking about what color to paint the house and trying to figure out where I should put the gun emplacements, how I can reinforce this wall or that wall so that it'll pass through and hurt my family. That was not what my intentions was. And all of you are in the same position. So let's get the teams going. Get them set up. If you can't, if you're not a gregarious person, that's somebody that likes to get around with everybody, then get somebody, one of those people, and get them to do it. And go do it one at a time. Hi, we got a problem coming. What do you think about a neighborhood protection? The guy looks at you and tells you that he thinks you should get off his front porch. That's fine. You write his answer down. You mark it. That house is a zero. You go to the next house. What do you think? Well, we got to do something. I'm not sure what we can do. Well, what'd you do? Were you in the Army? Yeah, I was. Well, in that MOS, what do you think we should do around here? And he may have ideas. Work it one at a time. And if you got somebody who says, well, I was never in. I don't know anything about it, but I'll be glad to help. Well, good. Why don't you go over to help Jim? He's got some great ideas, and we'll get started. And if you got one of these little, well, let's just say limp wrist is a good indication. Two guys or two gals, if they happen to be a medic, that'd be ideal too. All you got to do is find them an empty garage, get them set up, tell them, what do you need to start helping people here in this neighborhood? When electricity goes down, the water shuts off, and people need medical attention. They'll start thinking about that. They hadn't thought about it. And he can put it together for you. All these things have to be done. And we don't have a lot of time. We've only got probably this year. And I don't think we've got much of that. And I can tell you that a lot more people are aware of what we're doing, of what has to happen, of what's going to happen. They got the same fears that you do. Do I really want to risk my family by being the guy that stands up and says, okay, I'm in charge and we're going to do this? Or if there's nobody in charge and everybody just has a little job to do, it'll work just as well. Now, some places you need to go. There's a site called Militias, M-I-L-I-T-I-A-S. .ning.com. You log in up there, they ask you to sign in and sign up. That's nothing wrong with that. I can guarantee you, I know the people that run it. They work around with Wildcard Command, and they're not going to sell your information to the FBI. You're not going to receive a free subscription to Publishers Clearinghouse or anything like that. They just want to know who they're dealing with. But the payoff is once you get in, they got a resource center. They've got everything from how to do field surgery to how to grow beans. And that's what you're going to need. Because no matter what the enemy does, I say enemy, the tyrants in charge do, or wherever they come from, or whatever their need, when it all gets down, it's going to be over one day. And we'll probably be successful because we outnumber them about 1 million to 10,000. All we got to do is get going. Because a lot of people are going to find out on the day that everything starts to fall apart, Officer Bob is not going to work. He's staying home to help Mom and the kids. Fireman Ed is not going down to ride the red truck. He's going to stay home to take Mom and the kids. Those FBI agents, they're not going to work. They're going to stay home with Mom and the kids because on that day you quit having a title. You start becoming Dad. And they will be there to do what needs to be done. If you've got a plan and they can that you can show them and put them into, may even bring resources. In addition to that need site, if you happen to go out and get you a ham license or have a ham license, get a hold of a site called Amron, A-M-M-R-O-N. I believe it's spelled, or A-M-R-O-N-N. Get you up on that site. Learn the frequency. They got radio frequencies that we're going to need to send messages across this nation when they turn the electricity off. So all these things are present. All we need is people to take a few minutes of each day and do something to help prepare. Whether it's walking across the street and Ms. whatever her name is, the old lady's been looking out through the curtain and said, "Hi, I'm from across the street. I'm your neighbor." And asked her, says, "How do you feel about the way things are going?" And she said, "Oh, can you do me a favor?" But, "Well, I'm setting up some stuff around here. Do you know how to grow food?" "Oh yeah. Why don't you put in a couple rows back there? If you need any tools or anything or help, I'll come over and help." All these things work because once this team is put together, and here comes the zombie down the road with their guns, with their machetes. And they roll up on a site that's got five guys full of rifles, houses behind them with people with rifles. They're going down to the next community because it's not worth their lives. Because no matter what they say, their life does matter. We're getting down to the end here. And what I want you, the last thing I want us to tell everybody that we need to start, talk to your neighbors. Now, if you're one of these guys, and I have a lot of friends this way, you've got 17 rifles, 4,000 rounds of ammunition, a whole bunch of armor and plate. Look at the guys in your neighborhood don't have them. I would rather have one of my backup rifles making noise next to me while I make noise here than sitting in the safe rusting after somebody shoots me because the guy next to me didn't have one. Figure out how you're going to share those. Mainly, get them where nobody can get them. Well, this is getting down to the last minute, and this is Wild Card Command Radio. We come on every Monday at 6:30 to 7, and we make sure that we bring you the latest information. And the latest information to now, we've got UN running through this nation where they're not supposed to be. Now, the last I heard, they were hiring Americans to do all their work, so they didn't violate our borders. Today, we got the Alaskan airspace shut off. We've got troops in 19 different countries doing stuff that Congress never told them to. So it's time. Time to get the weapons out, get them cleaned, get them polished, get them loaded, get them positioned. Because the time is getting close. And when everything happens, these big rich people are going to go hide someplace and hire somebody. It's going to be up to you and your neighborhood. I want to thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. Safe on ground.